Are you living by cheap grace, or is God's real grace empowering your life today? Let's dive into God's Word and find out. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment if you're enjoying these daily devotionals. They are important because we are trying to get the Word of God into our hearts each and every day. Think about this. If we go into the workplace and into the public square today, prepared in our hearts to be ambassadors and ministers for God, to be Washington defenders, you might say, then we will have a better opportunity to have a society and a culture that honors and glorifies God than if we don't. Today's scripture comes from Romans chapter 1, verse 7, and we are in the Set Apart series. I hope you've been enjoying this. We've talked a lot about the gospel. We've talked a lot about being beloved of God. We talked about being saints. And today we get to see this. He says, to all who are beloved of God in Rome, called as saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. I love this. Grace to you and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Did you see that? It's grace from the Father and peace from the Father and grace from Jesus Christ and peace from Jesus Christ. We see the Godhead at work right here in this verse in Romans, that we love God because why? He first loved us. And so I love this. I hope that today will be a day that you experience God's grace. So let's break this down a little bit, because you're going to be entering into a workplace here pretty shortly, and you may need to be a person of grace in there. Now, grace is not a cheap grace. It's a grace that empowers us to holy living, to righteous a lifestyle, to standing for what God has for us today. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. God is your sun and your shield today. In other words, he's the warmth of your life. He's the light of your life. He lights up all the darkness. He is the thing that causes growth. You know, the sun causes growth. And then he is a shield around you. He protects all around you today. And you're going into that place of work. You're going to be that light today. You're going to be that shield today. You're going to be that person who stands in the presence of Almighty God. And he's going to use you like never before. And the Lord gives grace and glory. What does the Lord give to you today? He gives you grace and glory. Now, what's that glory for? For from him and through him and to him. In other words, to him be the glory of all things. For from God is the glory, to God is the glory, and through God is the glory. And we love this because God has given us his grace for today. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Now, I want to be clear about this. If you're walking in unrighteousness or willful disobedience to God, God will withhold things from you. We don't like to hear that, but he does. And the reality is that if you're walking uprightly, this is not on the bare basis of works. It is on the basis of his grace and his mercy, on a heart that says, God, I know I'm not perfect, but I know that I've been perfected in you. We will make mistakes throughout the day. I get it. I understand it. But it should not be willful disobedience to God. It should be a walk with God like never before, where we say, God, here I am. Use me, Lord. And so he says to us, I will be that sun and that shield. I will give you grace and I'll give you glory. In 1 Corinthians 15:10, Paul says this, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. You are what you are because of God's grace. And his grace towards me did not prove vain. Now, vain grace, if you haven't thought about this, is where we receive God's unmerited favor and we say, I got it, so therefore I can live however I want, even in ways that displease or dishonor God. That's a vain or vanity grace. It's a grace that's been cheapened. And God wants to say to you today that he is not giving you a cheap grace. He isn't giving you grace so that you may sin. He's giving you grace so that you may walk in a wholeness and completeness of who Jesus Christ is today. And this is going to be a day that you're going to be able to do that. You say, Pastor Brian, you don't know what I've done this last week. You don't know the things, how I stumble and I fell. You don't know, like last week, I treated the employees this way or that way. I get it. And God says grace to you. There may be some areas that you need to go back and ask for forgiveness of. And God's grace will be there empowering you. Now, if you try to do the cover-up program and you try to somehow hide the very things that God is convicting you of, and you try to say, you know what, God's grace is sufficient, it's covered, I don't need to bring that up. I want to encourage you that that is a vain grace. We need to take the grace of God, and it propels us to be that model of the gospel message for others. But I labored even more than all of them. Notice this, that Paul is bringing up that tension of God's sovereignty and God's grace. He's saying, I labored even more than all of you, yet not I, but the grace of God within me. And then he goes back to that sovereignty of God again. He says, but by the grace of God's sovereignty, I am what I am. It's all God's sovereignty. And his grace towards me did not prove vain. And this is free will. But I labored even more than all of them, free will. Yet not I, but the grace of God within me, God's sovereignty. Sovereignty, free will, sovereignty. They're both in the scriptures. And we've been fighting about this for decades. But we understand that God does his part. And what we want to do is walk out the very things that he's empowered us to do today. You're going to have a day of victory today. Why? Not because I know who you are, because I know who God is in you. He who the Son has set free is free indeed. There is none righteous. Their righteousness is as filthy rags, but God has made you righteous through the blood of Jesus Christ. James 4:4 says this, you adulteress, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility towards God? In other words, if you're saying, well, this is the way the world does it. Maybe you're a salesperson and you're thinking, I need to compromise today. This is how we all do it. This is industry standard, you might say. God would say to you, slow down, buttercup. Hold back. Pull back on the reins. You are different. You've been created differently to walk in integrity and honesty and uprightness. You're going to be truthful. You're in a full disclosure. You're not going to hide things because God has called you to a different lifestyle. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes him an enemy of God. If you're trying to be friends with the world today as you walk into that workplace, you are going to make yourself an enemy of God. And God doesn't want you to be his enemy. He wants you to be a man or a woman who walks in integrity, who walks uprightly before him and experiences grace. Or do you think that the scripture speaks to no purpose? He jealously desires the spirit which he had made to dwell in us. Look at this. He has a jealousy for us, and he desires the spirit which he has made to dwell in us. God has made his spirit to dwell in the hearts of each and every believer in Jesus Christ. But he gives what? A greater grace. God gives you a greater grace. He says, you know what? This is, again, this is not a vain grace. This is a grace that you can honor and please him even in your humanness right now. You can say, not I, but you, O Lord. There's a greater grace to overcome these areas of sin, these areas that maybe you're stumbling in, because God is opposed to the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Be humble today. God has got a plan for you. So maybe you're doing truck driving today. I don't know. And you're beating yourself up and you need to hear today that God's grace is sufficient for you. Maybe you're a hairdresser and you're cutting hair and it can get, you know, I don't know. It can get frustrating working with the clientele. God's grace is sufficient. Maybe you're a teacher, an educator, a principal or superintendent. God's grace is sufficient. Again, this is not vain grace that you can sin. This is a grace that you can walk in the things of God. So what's our public square application for today? The Lord gives grace to you to stand for righteousness in the public square. He's empowered you by his grace to stand for righteousness. The Lord does not withhold anything from you as you walk uprightly in front of your coworkers today. He's not holding back from you. He loves you. That grace is there. When you stumble and fall, he says, get up. I got you. By the grace of God, you are what you are. And God's grace will not prove vain in you. You labored even more in the grace of God. Here's what I hope you understand today. You are set apart to walk in the grace of God today. Grace to walk in righteousness. And it's not a grace to walk in sin. I hope that this has been a blessing. Let me pray over you and then I'll do some closing remarks. Heavenly Father, I thank you that we have this day to walk in your grace, that this grace is not a vain grace. it's not a grace that we just kind of hold back on, God, but it's a grace that comes in and empowers us to walk in your holiness and the power of the Holy Spirit, to walk in your righteousness and in truth and all that you have for us today. Go before us today in the name of Jesus. Let us extend that grace to others today. Let us be completely enveloped by your grace. And we thank you for what you want to do today in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I hope you enjoy these daily devotionals, and if you do, I would encourage you to become a financial partner with FPIW or FPIW Action. It's a way that we keep these devotionals and other shows on the air. It also helps us be advocates in the public square for righteousness. So we like to say around here, go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.